Welcome. You've got podcast. The Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast is a condensed version of the show. Go to kidnation.com for more kid content.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.
We're back with Wake Up Week.
Yes, we are.
Today's teenager is 15 years old. Her name is Kaylee Hawkins. Now, this is the third day of Wake Up Week.
Yeah.
We've done bagpipes on Monday.
Ooh, so gets me.
That one was the loudest one I think we have ever done.
Yep.
And then we did cymbals the very next day, yesterday. Woke up a young man in boxers.
But sometimes it's not about loudness.
No, it's
sometimes
not.
Sometimes it could be about fear.
Let's bring in Elena Davies.
Hi.
Wake Up Week correspondent. Elena, Chaz, her brother, Kaylee's brother, is the one that nominated her. And
he did.
He sent you an email saying she was terrified of something.
Yes, and I'm not a big fan either, I'll have to admit.
I am not either.
I don't understand the fear of this.
I just don't know what it is.
I love this. I love it.
Elena. I know Jenna loves it, but I can't.
See, I could tell Elena is frightened herself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Are they standing nearby?
So it's people.
It's people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Could be animals.
Yeah. Can you please tell us what Kaylee is
about
terrified
to get woken up with?
Definitely afraid of
the most horrifying clowns I think I've ever seen.
Clowns?
Clowns?
Okay. Oh, creepy clowns.
Oh, it's creepy clowns.
Like the movie It.
Yeah, no, but these are the... There's nice clowns that you hire for children's birthday parties.
And
then there's
bozos.
Then there's the clowns that haunt you, like these in particular from Hangman's House of Horrors.
Horrors.
Yeah. And they also have... They have an air horn, so we're calling them the Insane Horn Posse.
Oh.
So in case they're not scary enough, we have an air horn for added effect. Now, if you want to watch this go down, tune into Kid TV right now on your computers.
Now,
or on the Kid Nation app.
Yeah, please get to Kid TV. Elena, there's no movement in the house. Everything's still quiet. She's about to be surprised with two scary clowns.
So how's this going to go down? The clowns are going to sneak right by her face?
By her face.
We're going to do a slight horn.
No, maybe they should try whispering at first.
Yeah. Whisper.
Whispering, and then get right in her face and whisper her name over and over and see if she wakes up and sees them.
Yeah, can they do
and
that,
then,
Elena?
Yeah, do that. And then at the last resort, use the air horn.
We're going to make that happen.
Okay, let's make that happen. Okay, so this is Wake Up Week.
That would be horrifying to me to hear my voice and wake up and there's a clown.
I can see that.
That's what scares me.
I already feel sorry for her.
Feel someone's presence over you.
Can you tell the clowns to change of plans real quick? Tell them we're going to do whisper into the ear.
We did it.
Okay. Oh, my goodness.
We already got that handle.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, this is going to scar her for life.
Oh, my gosh. She's going to have bad dreams.
But you
know
what? She will never be as difficult to get up again.
Yeah. She may never sleep again.
That is why you've enlisted our services.
Well, we're doing this for her brother, Chaz.
It's for her own good, right?
For her mom, Carolyn, who takes... It takes her 30 minutes to an hour to wake Kaylee up every morning.
This is a hard lesson for her to have to learn.
We have terrifying clowns going to whisper in Kaylee's ear.
This is so bad.
This is creepy.
She's been called the impossible girl to wake up.
All right.
I would, but you know what, as scary as this is, I would have loved it in hindsight. So let's get to it.
Oh my God, this is so bad.
Are you ready?
Yeah,
we'll be quiet so we can hear the clowns.
Let's do it.
Okay. Put the mic by the clown's mouth.
Oh, there you go. She will.
This is so creepy.
We're sneaking down the hallway.
We're
sneaking.
Okay.
Oh, gosh. I'm going to scream.
Don't scream.
She's opening the door. Okay. Oh, scary.
She's a kid.
It looks like a scary movie if you're watching Kid TV.
Okay, they're in the bedroom. They're approaching the bed. You hear the clowns. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow.
She's under the bed covers.
Wakey, wakey.
Oh, my God.
No. Okay. Let's do it.
She's dead.
Whoa, you're a deep sleeper, aren't you?
She's covering her face.
No.
She's not like
it.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, she's moving. Wait till she takes the covers off.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Take the covers off.
Take the covers off.
She is the worst.
Open your eyes.
Open your eyes. Open your eyes.
She's rubbing her eyes. Open your eyes, Kaylee.
You don't want to wake up for school?
Oh my gosh.
she?
Oh my gosh, she's just covering her face.
I'm not mom.
No way.
Hi there.
Finally.
All right, time to get out.
Oh my God.
Kaylee?
Finally got a little scream out of her.
Kaylee?
She's putting the headphones on.
Kaylee, can you hear us?
Talk about the hardest.
You are the hardest person on the planet to wake up.
Oh.
Kaylee.
What?
Wake up.
Oh my God.
This girl.
This.
I've never seen anything like this. Kaylee.
She went back to sleep.
Is she asleep?
She went back to
sleep. This has never happened before.
You are kidding me.
You can't go back to sleep.
You're making me sweat.
Well, we want to make you get up.
Yeah, you're making us sweat over here on the radio.
Mom, I knew you were going to do this to me.
Are you going to open your eyes, Kaylee?
Kaylee,
like it. Look around and see who's in the room with you. It's kind of interesting.
No, because when I opened my eyes, there was something in front of me.
Open your eyes and see what it was.
No.
Open your eyes, Kaylee.
Kaylee, what are you really scared of?
Clowns.
Yeah. Well, guess what's in your room right now?
I don't wanna.
Not only just one, but
two.
Two of them.
Two clowns?
I'm already about to cry.
Oh my gosh, they're so scary.
Just roll over and look behind you, Kaylee.
Just roll over for a second. Just let us know what you see, Kaylee.
Come on, do it for us.
Just one little quick peek, Kaylee.
Your parents and brother went through a lot of trouble.
Just take a quick look and see what you
see. Oh, my God.
So, Kaylee, these clowns are actually going to be there every morning to wake you up if it doesn't get easier.
No.
Actually, yeah, they will.
Yes, this is going to be your punishment if you don't start getting up when your mom tells you to.
They're going to fix your breakfast and take you to school.
Why?
Why are you so difficult to wake up? Are you sitting up all night doing that Twitter thing? God.
Yeah, you texting and stuff?
No, I just don't like mornings.
Do you like mornings more than you like clowns? She is really out of it. Yeah, I've never seen anything like it.
Kaylee, we're really going to bring these clowns every single morning.
Do you understand, Kaylee, how your mom would be so frustrated?
What?
Oh, gosh, she's so out of it.
See?
What time did you go to bed last night? What time was it when you went to bed?
I don't know.
All right. Probably like midnight or something.
Well, Kaylee, I want you to take the hand of the clown closest to you and repeat after me.
Yeah, grab his hand.
Hold the hand of the clown. It's the only way to do this.
There might be.
Oh, my God, I can't.
Just hold the hand of the clown.
There might be blood
on it,
but don't worry about it.
Tell the clown to take your hand. There you go. You're holding clown hand.
Oh, that's clown hand.
You got clown hand.
Ew.
And now repeat after me. I, Kaylee, promise to wake up every morning when I'm supposed to.
Promise to wake up every morning when I'm supposed to.
And never, ever, never hit the snooze button again.
I didn't even hear my alarm go off.
Okay, we'll skip that part. If I continue not to wake up when I'm supposed to...
If I continue to not wake up when I'm supposed to.
I give the Kid Craddock Morning Show permission.
I give the Kid Craddock Morning Show permission.
To wake me up in ways that will probably scar me for life.
To wake me up in ways that will probably scar me for life.
And allow your friends to make fun of you for years. Ha ha.
Elena, have the clowns get a selfie with her.
Oh, yeah, you got to do a selfie with the clowns.
No.
Yeah, you have to.
In fact, why don't the clowns just get in bed with you?
Yeah, just get the clowns.
Invite them on over.
Is that allowed?
Yes. Yeah. Go on, clowns.
Open your eyes, Kaylee.
Y'all cuddle up in the bed with the photo.
It's selfie time.
She has not opened her eyes yet.
Clowns get in bed with her.
Oh, man, they are so scary looking.
Tell them to get in bed with her, Elena.
I'm always ready for a selfie, too.
Tell the clowns to get in bed. Everybody climb in.
Climb in bed, clowns.
See, that will... Oh, now you got clowns. A 15-year-old girl more. We're posting this for everyone in school to see.
Oh, that is the scariest looking selfie. Well done, Elena Davies.
Oh, wow.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. That was truly the hardest kid we've ever had to wake up.
Yeah.
I totally get the frustration now. I would be I'm frustrated we couldn't get her up.
Now, who are those clowns with? Some horror?
Yeah. Hangman's House of Horrors.
Is it already time for Haunted House again?
Yeah. You know, I believe some, if they're not already open the end of this month before October even starts.
I know.
I get
you can
so
go to hangmans.com for info on the clown, for a clown near you.
Yeah. Wow. And we have more Wake Up Week tomorrow morning.
I wonder if they had morning clown breath.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We almost have tragedy in the studio.
Oh, my goodness.
Just went down the wrong pipe.
I have never had coffee go down the wrong hole. Oh, man.
Say that.
It's hot.
It's hot. It's hot.
Not,
I don't drink coffee.
Not in a good way.
I'm a rookie coffee drinker.
You were breathing while you were swallowing and it went down your lungs?
I read something funny on Facebook and then it made
me
chuckle.
Oh, you have to read it to all of us now.
Well, it's not that funny.
Well, but we gotta read it.
It was so funny it made you choke.
Yeah.
I kind of chuckled as I was swallowing and the chuckle apparently made the coffee go in the wrong tube.
Well, okay, read it. I want to laugh.
Well, it's not funny.
Read
it. Drink something, Kelly. Okay. While he's reading it.
Okay,
I got my Diet Pepsi.
I got some water.
It's not that funny.
Wait, look at my mouthful.
It's a visual one.
Okay, so go count to three, and we'll go to swallow, and then you say
it.
All right, come on.
You guys are going to make the person feel bad about it if you don't laugh.
All right, come on.
It was from Whitney DeBay. She said, yesterday you asked the mom about using the dog to wake her 12-year-old son. Here's my 12-year-old son, and it's a dog on top of him.
That's cute.
I know. I told you it's not.
It's cute.
It caught me off guard when I clicked, and it was funny. You want to see the picture?
It is cute.
That's cute.
It was funny because look at the dog's teeth.
Oh, now I've got a burp. That Pepsi makes me burp. Sometimes there's nothing like a good burp.
When you get business cards,
I've had them.
What kind of business cards are those?
Kelly,
we
got
all
business,
have business cards.
No, we don't.
No, we don't.
Hold on, let me see.
You got business cards?
Oh, will you just hand me some of Kelly's? I'm just gonna have business cards. Kelly, can I just have some of yours?
So they're so cool looking.
All you have to do. We all have business cards.
How do you get business cards?
Business cards?
I was going to get some special ones made.
Well, Carolyn,
who do you tell?
Look how sturdy this thing is.
I've had these things for years.
Give me some of Kelly's. I'm going to hand those out.
Here you go, Jenna.
Hey, Mike, producer,
I make dinner reservations under Kelly's name anyways. No, I don't want one. I want a stack.
They're so sturdy.
I'm
going to
give these out.
Who orders those?
Yeah.
Well, Carolyn did, but she's no longer with the company, so I'm guessing Claudia. I don't know.
I'm going to tell her.
Producer Mike is in the building.
Yes, and what would you like on your business card, Big Al?
Big Al Mac.
Uh-huh. What would your position be?
Laughologist.
Official black man.
Laughologist.
How do you spell laughologist?
I'll figure it out.
Okay, I want mine.
Yeah.
I want them a little more basic than this. I'd just like a nice off-white.
Off-white? Okay.
Thick.
Like a winter white?
Yeah, kind of thick.
Okay.
Thick stock? Yeah, thick stock. Like kind of like that nice coating. What is it? I wish I remembered American.
Laminate.
I know better.
Laminate?
Gloss.
Okay, so I want mine to just say Jenna, and I want them to just say, I talk.
I?
Yeah.
And stuff.
I talk.
Okay.
I talk and
in stuff. Like the
and,
letter N or
no, and okay. Written out, and I talk and stuff.
And you have to have your contact information.
Unless, should I say I make mouth movies? I feel like that could be misinterpreted.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to make mouth movies.
That's kind of what we do for a living, but I make mouth movies.
Yeah,
could get me the wrong kind of clientele. Okay, I talk and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just slight off-white.
JC?
JC, just put one of the rest. One of the rest.
Of the rest.
Yeah, there we go.
I've been here 20 years. I ain't never had a business card.
Business card.
All you had to. This is ridiculous. All you had to do is ask. They pay for them and everything.
They pay for them?
Yes.
Shannon, what would you like on yours?
Shannon with one N.
Mm-hmm.
Shannon.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Murphy. I don't want my middle name.
Okay.
Button pusher.
Button.
Mm-hmm. Slash rider.
Uh-huh.
Slash.
I'm writing out of imaginary paper I'm writing on.
What's your
survivor? I would like it written.
Slash survivor.
I would like it in rainbow print.
Okay.
Oh, tree chopper downer.
I would like my cell phone number on there.
That's important. Why?
But then I would like what it spells out on there as well, because it does spell out.
What does it spell?
Two words.
What?
I'm not going to say on the air.
Your phone number does?
Oh,
yeah, it does.
Well, no, you still got choices because there are multiple letters
on
those.
Say it backwards.
I give out my business card all the time.
No, it's great. I didn't know that we...
I was planning on getting some made.
I didn't know.
My Facebook page, my Twitter page.
Oh, God.
The website.
Shannon, you can't make your business card too wordy.
I like my personal motto.
Is this a dating profile or a business card?
Yeah, it's tiny. You can't make it... Yeah,
yeah, well, I mean, this is... You can have a Tinder account.
Anyway, that's all.
Why do we need a business card, though?
Well, when you meet people and they need to get in touch with you.
Oh, I don't want any contact info on mine. I just want Jenna Owens, I talk and stuff. I don't want anyone to actually be able to get a hold of me. I hate people.
I want a made-up email on mine.
I think I exchanged two business cards yesterday alone.
I want to call George and address this now.
How about we just put your name and say, Google me.
Yeah, that one.
Well, then they can't necessarily give your phone number and email.
Well, they'll find it.
But if you get the company to do it, you have to advertise all the companies owned by our company. That's all over your business card.
That's true.
So you can go get your own made if you don't want any of that stuff on there.
No.
No, I just want my name.
I want them for free.
I want a business card. You ever meet those guys that have like five business cards because they have five different endeavors that they're doing?
No.
And going to the wallet and have,
I meet the people that have those binders full of business cards, though, you know, that they've collected, that they organize.
Yeah. It's like
photo
trading
album.
Cards.
Right.
Yeah.
And I know one brother.
I want bubble gum with mine.
One brother's got like a gold.
Business cards.
Yeah. Bubble gum business card.
Edible.
Yep.
That's so smart.
How do you keep the information?
Yeah, that's defeating the
I guess once you plug it into your cell phone and you have it, then you can chew it.
You know how, forget me. Yeah.
Fruit by the foot, you could put them on your wrist and stuff and you get the temporary tattoo.
By the foot.
They're not going to just throw it away.
Yeah.
Because they can eat it.
But when they eat it, it's thrown away.
But they're going to save it because they're going to, and then they'll keep it in their phone and then they'll eat it.
Yeah, you know how many business cards you take and you don't even look at them twice?
Man, I've got a stack of them. I got hundreds.
Kelly gave
me a good piece of advice years and years ago. When you meet somebody, you get their business card and they're telling you, oh, I've got two kids. Oh, I have a home in the Hamptons. Whatever you can remember.
Home in the Hamptons.
Or if you meet him with his wife, she's got beautiful, red hair.
Yeah.
Something that stands out.
Write it
on the back of the business card.
Oh.
And so when you reach out to them or you run into them again, you remember, how are your kids? And people are like, you not only met me, you cared enough to remember something about me. But you ought to write that stuff down.
But if it's been years and something happened, then you
But if you write it down on the business card, even if you don't really remember it.
Right.
There it is.
There's an app for that. I did this during a tech thing that all you have to do is take a photo of it and it adds it to your contact.
Perfect.
It's the best way to do it. There's an app for that.
Kelly, did you hand out your business card when you were getting this video made?
Well, I haven't made it yet. So no, JC, I have not handed out my business card in the future.
So it didn't lead to this?
I'm making a video today. There's this Vogue magazine did this thing with Sarah Jessica Parker, which is so fun.
Yeah.
Where they ask her, I think it's 73 questions or something, 72, something random like that.
Mm-hmm.
And she opens her door, and the guy just starts asking questions, and she leads you through her house.
Oh, what?
And you get to see the cool brownstone she lives in,
right.
And she's fun, and she's lighthearted, and she offers him something to drink, and he asks her, can I have some water? And she's like, well, does that count as one of my questions? Ha ha.
It does.
So anyway, it did. And then they did it with Anna Wintour, who isn't known for being funny, but she was clever with some of her answers, and she took you through the Vogue offices. So this is sort of a play on that, but rather than 73 questions, they've just whittled it down to 20.
Okay. And they give it to
people
you.
Don't care that much about me.
Yeah, because these questions, you can, looking at them, it's, kittens or puppies, dolphins or koalas.
Right.
It's kind of some lighthearted stuff.
Lighthearted stuff, but because I'm doing the Alzheimer's walk, and it's promote people to join my team, on my Alzheimer's walk team, in honor of my mother, Price. So they ask you some lighthearted questions in addition to, why are you walking, for Alzheimer's?
Right.
It's for my mother, Price. What is your favorite memory of your mother, Price? Things like that.
So fun and then deep.
Well, not deep. It's always completely lighthearted.
Okay.
So there's some questions they're going to ask me that I'm like, I'm really not sure what I'm going to say. I got to be quick. It's rapid fire.
Yeah.
It's like they ask because everybody gets the questions ahead of time. So they know what they're going to say. So you can keep moving.
Right.
Smart.
You're good on the spot, though.
Not always. You freeze and you panic.
So here's the first question that stumped me.
Okay.
And I'm not joking. What do you like most about being on the radio? We get asked that all the time. But what do you say that's cute and funny?
Getting my makeup done.
Being on the radio?
Yeah.
That's a tough one.
It's ridiculous to get your makeup done.
I mean, you could sit there and I can't do a novel. I have to give a quick, pithy answer.
You get off work in time to go to lunch with your friends. That's kind of cool.
That's not funny.
No. That's kind of cute and charming.
Cute. Yeah.
You can use your power to make a difference in the lives of others.
No, you want to be funny, right? You don't want to be trying too hard.
But it makes you look good.
If a restaurant is booked, you normally you can get a table.
I can use, okay, I'm famous enough to get a good table.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. That sounds kind of
egotistical. It's lighthearted, though.
The tour bus is parked outside my house on the weekends.
What do you like most about being on the radio, JC? Maybe I'll just steal yours.
What do I like about being on the radio?
Most.
Hearing my voice in my headphones.
Oh my gosh, hearing yourself?
Yeah, that's how I would answer it.
I get to wear flip-flops to work.
That's the hardest question I think
it is. We're asked it all the time and I never really know quite what to say.
Okay, give us another one.
Okay, what TV show is your guilty pleasure? I'm not really guilty about anything I like. I like it, darn it, and I'm not ashamed.
Okay, well, but that's not true because you have lots of TV guilty pleasures. Guilty? Maybe not lately.
But what's a guilty pleasure? Well, it means you're ashamed to admit it, right?
No, but it's just maybe not as like high of quality as I think what you would hope people.
It doesn't better
think
your
you
life.
Watch. You know what I mean? So it could be any of your.
You feel guilty about it.
But so. I don't feel guilty about anything.
I think guilty pleasure is used incorrectly. I think it should be anything song, you know, culturally that you're kind of like. Maybe people think I wouldn't like this, but I do.
Well, see, like guilty pleasure for me would be dirty songs.
Yeah, like
see,
I love
this is
rap.
TV show. It's not what is my guilty pleasure. It's what TV show is your guilty
pleasure.
Dirty
TV show.
Well, what have you been into? The HGTV?
Cinemax at 2 in the morning.
Yeah. Just say that. I don't have a guilty TV show, but I have my guilty pleasure is dirty songs.
Yeah.
Then that makes me look bad.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't.
I love really dirty rap music. I'm blaring dirty rap music all the time.
All right. Maybe I'll flip that then on them.
Okay.
What's my favorite food? How do I narrow that down to one?
Food.
Sausage.
Yeah, just say food.
I love sausage, but I also love bacon. I've been leaning more toward bacon lately, Jenna.
Okay. Well, then add that in there.
Just say
you know
pork.
How I feel bacon, and pork. I just got bacon. What's in there? Bacon pancake mix?
I know.
Yeah.
I haven't made it yet.
Kelly,
we
have a great answer for the best perk of being on the radio.
Oh, yeah, good.
Best perk of being on the radio, Amy?
Is, Kelly, everybody in the listening area knows you're a single mom. So all the single available men out there know how to get a hold of you.
There you go.
Why aren't they calling you?
Yeah, exactly. Then why are we both
it's
single?
It's hard to get in.
Well, you got in just fine.
Oh, Amy's been crying for days.
Oh, man.
I have been for about a year.
Because I'm readily available for all of the single men.
Amy finally got through. Congratulations on getting through, Amy.
Thank you.
It's been tough.
Oh, man.
Yes, I was sitting next to a gentleman at the bar last night before I had to go to this event, and we were talking. He's like, how many do you get this, Jenna? Even though Jenna's got 3 dates lined up, I shouldn't even be looking at you right now.
Hey, I'm just throwing him against the wall.
People
I
might throw me up against
Ari
the wall.
Ari Lewandowski over there?
No, it's like people say, I bet you get asked out all the time. They're beating down your door. I was like, no, not really.
No.
Ever.
I think the only reason is because I've been putting it out there, like, I'm going to go on dates.
Yeah.
I'm going to. No, we never get asked out.
Well, I don't count people that ask you out on Facebook.
And Twitter, yeah.
With a picture of their car or a cartoon cat as their icon. That's not legitimately being asked out for a date.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
Maybe
that
doesn't count.
I'm talking about
in person
to person.
Oh, that doesn't happen anymore.
You run into Kelly in person, start asking her out, and maybe she'll give you her business card.
You know what? I got a stack of business cards.
I'm getting some.
One with your name on it.
Kelly, you know what? I'm going to use some of yours. I'll hand them out.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
It's time to play $1,000 Tag Team Trivia.
Mm-hmm.
We have a streak going. We have a $1,000 streak for the last 2 days. So this week, everybody's won $1,000.
Cool.
On Monday, it was Irene Ramirez, thanks to Kelly Raspberry and U.S. History. They won $1,000. Yesterday, I teamed up with Judd Kennedy. We won $1,000 with Toys.
All right.
That was our category. And if you signed up at KidNation.com, your name may be called right now by Big Al Mack.
That's right. I'm looking for Justin Walters, Corey Boudreaux, or Regina Harmon. Regina Harmon, Corey Boudreaux, or Justin Walters. Call us right now at 800-KID-LIVE, 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And you'll automatically win $500.
Yeah.
You have a chance for up to $1,000.
First one in gets $500 just like that.
Yep.
Now, we've had some controversy during our $1,000 Tag Team Trivia.
We have.
Some of
the questions, like yesterday, let's be honest, he had it easy.
He had
the toys
it really
were
easy.
Real easy.
Easy Bake Oven was tough.
Oh, come on. You say that because you knew it. Well, I think it was last week, we had a winner only get $500 because we blew it on the first question.
That was my girl.
Because the question giver thought this was such an obvious, easy answer. There's no way they would not get it right.
Mm-hmm. It was a trick.
Yeah.
So The question, do I need to, okay.
Yeah, me, give us the question, Kelly.
All right, so we have this big debate. What is the largest type of big cat in the world? Now, we collectively, except for Big Al, thought it was the lion.
The lion.
Mm-hmm. Al's like, you weren't really confident,
Al. Al said liger.
I said liger jokingly.
As a joke.
And then I said tiger.
You said, but I think it's a tiger. You weren't really 100% confident.
I wasn't 100%, but I thought that was true.
And like we all tend to do, we made fun of you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We all ganged up on Al. You so stupid. You so stupid. And then, we were the ones that were stupid because
we
it was the tiger.
Yeah.
The Siberian tiger.
Like, by like 200 or 300 pounds.
My brain doesn't let me accept that. The lion seems like a bigger animal to me. Maybe it's just because his mane is so big. So visually to me, I assume he's bigger.
Well, Al got a little cocky too and started saying, well, everybody would have gotten that. And then everybody in the production room was saying, everybody in the production room said tiger. And so then making us feel dumb in here.
Yeah, don't make us
feel
dumb.
Welcome to my world. Well, you make me feel dumb all the time.
But yeah, but that's you.
Yeah. It's different when it's us.
It's different when it's us.
Oh, y'all did.
So we had so much debate going on. I don't care what the internet says. I still think the lion's bigger.
Oh, the internet,
I do too.
The internet says tiger. And then I started thinking, well, maybe I remember hearing that lions look, you know, their manes and stuff, they look very
king
large.
Of the jungle.
But
well, you know,
they're the tigers.
And there's also different breeds of tigers. Maybe it's just one particular. I don't know. So what we had to do was take it to the streets.
Just can't let a brother be right.
Well, you're already right.
We don't trust the internet.
It's not as easy as you guys are claiming it is.
Yeah, you just assume that everybody knows this. We don't think so. We think a lot of people maybe assume like we did that it's the lion. So we sent our kid TV producer, Ryan, out to ask the people the question, what is the largest type of big cat in the world?
Oh, I heard this. Big Al got it wrong.
Leopard.
Jaguar.
A liger.
It's a liger. Weighs 1,000 pounds.
Lion.
Would it be a lion?
A lion.
Lion, I don't know.
No doubt the Siberian tiger.
Yeah, white tiger.
Tiger. Tiger? The tiger. Is it the tiger?
Lion. Or tiger.
I love the little cats, not the big ones.
See, so it's split down the middle.
People aren't really, it's not a given that everybody knows that it's a tiger.
Yeah. Okay, but I knew it.
And
at least half of the people out there knew
it. I was kind of right because I looked it up on the internet and it said that a liger named Hercules happens to be the world's largest cat, but that's not a natural breed, right?
Right.
That's just, they put a lion and a tiger together.
And they hooked up.
They made Hercules.
Whatever she said, because that's what I looked up. What kind of tiger was it again?
Siberian.
Siberian.
Yeah. Well, tomorrow we're going to have a wildlife expert on with us. Get the definitive answer.
God.
Yeah,
this is not settling well with me.
Oh,
Al.
You just can't be wrong.
Right. Well, we got to get it on.
We haven't played the Kelly's Wrong Dance in forever.
Well, it's not Kelly. It was me. I was.
Kelly agreed with you.
It's time to play $1,000 tag team trivia.
Yes, it is. And we have a caller on the line. First one in was Corey Boudreaux. Hey, Corey.
Corey.
Hello.
What's up,
Corey Boudreaux?
Not too much. How are y'all doing?
Hey, listen to us, not the radio.
Are you crazy? Okay?
Radio's, radio's on a little bit of a delay.
What are you doing right now?
I am bringing my kids to school.
Okay.
Oh, man. So you're distracted by 15 things.
Yeah, you got to pull over. You can't use your cell phone in a school zone, right?
Be distracted by this. You just won $500.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For being the first person to call back.
Easy.
That was fun.
And now we're going to spin
my
the wheel.
My kids kept trying to, they listened to it in the morning and they kept saying, you should sign up. I'm like, I never win anything.
And look at your kids were right.
Uh-huh. Look at that. Corey, you actually did win.
And so was I. So we're going to spin the wheel. You have three categories. The categories are movies, entertainment, and U.S. presidents.
Wow. Right?
So we're going to.
Before you spin, though, you must choose a partner. Kelly and JC are off the table.
Right.
So you got to pick between Jenna.
What
Jenna
are the categories?
Or Al.
Jenna or Al. Okay, what are the categories again?
Movies, entertainment, and U.S. presidents.
Oh, man. U.S. presidents, I'm not confident, but the other two, I think I...
And Al, are you confident in any?
Who's your partner? I got that animal thing down.
I guess we'll go with Jenna.
Yeah.
She's excited about it.
Did you just hear the last segment that
you
we did?
You got one question right. One.
Big Al Thursdays is what we're calling $1,000 tag team trivia on Thursdays.
You weren't even the partner. So technically, during this contest, you haven't answered one question. No, you have
not.
No,
you have not, Al.
Your partner won because she answered every question and never
you know
went
what?
To you once.
But we were vibing. My partner and I, we were vibing.
I believe she told you to be quiet a couple times.
That's all right. Tomorrow's going to be on like a pot of neck bone.
All right. The winner has no choice.
Okay, let's get back to Corey, everybody.
Okay.
This is all about Corey and Jenna.
Turn on that music.
No,
all right, you're making Jenna nervous with the music.
That music's driving me crazy.
It's background.
Let's spin the wheel and see what category we have today.
Wheel spinning.
I can't believe it.
Corey, I know you got to get
movies or entertainment or something.
Lands on.
Corey's like, I have to go to kids' school.
Movies.
Okay.
How do you feel about that category?
Well, Corey, here's the thing. If you don't know the answer, you tag Jenna and she'll answer for you.
Mm-hmm. And Jenna watches movies.
Okay.
But if you're confident in the answer, you go ahead and shout it out.
Yep.
Every correct answer gets you $100, but once you get it wrong, you're out.
All right. Here's executive producer Mikey with the questions.
Hey, Mikey.
Hey, Corey. Here we go. Question number one. This is for $600. $1,000 tag team trivia. In which film does the line, Toto, I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore, appear?
Wizard of Oz.
Easy. That is correct.
Oh, well done, Corey.
Softball.
Well done, Corey.
I know.
See, again, the first question is always easy.
No, it's not, Lion Tiger.
One was not.
Here we go. Question number two for $700. What movie stars Lindsay Lohan and Rachel McAdams about how cruel high school girls can be?
Easy.
Mean Girls.
Yep.
That is correct.
Hey.
Al, just because you say easy doesn't mean you're getting it right.
Why do you do that just when the days you don't get chosen?
Al writes down the answers.
Yeah, I wrote mean right there. I'm just mad because I'm the last one picked. That's all right. I'm a little frustrated right there. 2 weeks in a row.
Next question.
All right, Corey, you've won $700. Three questions left to go to 1,000. Question number three.
Okay.
Who is Austin Powers' arch nemesis?
Oh. I'm not 100% sure, so I'll let Jenna go.
Okay.
Al's not writing anything down.
All right, it's Dr. Evil.
Oh, that's right. Oh, that was...
What did Al write?
How easy was that,
Fat Bastard? Al wrote down Fat Bastard.
Fat Bastard.
Yeah.
I'm dead sexy.
Okay.
Look at my sexy.
Quiet, lion man.
$800. Here we go. Two questions left.
All right.
They're getting harder.
That's easy.
Oh, no.
All right, Corey, you're playing with Jenna. Question number four. Which actress has been named the highest grossing action movie heroine in the 2015 Guinness World Records book?
Ooh, I know this one. Oh, I know this one.
If you answer, that's your final answer.
Action. You said action, right?
Yeah.
Which actress has been named the highest grossing action movie heroine in the 2015 Guinness World Records book?
I don't know.
Does Jenna know?
Do you not know for sure?
You have to tag her in.
So the book...
I have a guess, but it's only like a vague guess. Do you have an idea?
Jenna, do you have an idea?
I'm sitting there.
Oh, yes.
So action... I mean, it's Jennifer Lawrence with all these movies. Would she be highest paid action star?
I don't know. Who's considered action?
I don't know who's considered action.
This is a trick question.
I mean, Angelina Jolie did Tomb Raider.
That was back in the day.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Can I say her?
What? What would you... Well, we're not... Corey,
are you going to... and have a group answer?
I'm like fairly confident it's Jennifer Lawrence because I think I remember reading it, and with the Hunger Games stuff, she's made a lot of money. I'm going to go with Jennifer Lawrence if you want to go with that answer.
Final answer, Jenna?
I'm bending the rules letting y'all discuss it.
That's my final answer, unless you're really against it, because that's just my gut.
Oh.
We can go. Jennifer Lawrence.
You're tagged, so you got to go with it.
Okay, Jennifer Lawrence
is correct.
Yeah!
Woo!
Remember, we just did that story a couple days ago.
I don't remember that.
When we were talking about Eminem breaking the world record.
All right,
we kind of snuck in the J-Law there.
This will make it $1,000.
Al, what did you write down?
Nothing. I had no idea.
I had J-Law.
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right. Well, at least we got
Jenna?
Here. At least we got here,
900.
Corey.
One more question on your way to $1,000. Corey.
All right.
Either you or Jenna have to answer this question correctly. What is the highest grossing box office film in the world of all time?
Oh, man.
What is the highest grossing box office film in the world of all time? Corey, are you going to answer that question for $1,000? Or are you going to tag Jenna in?
Man, that is tough.
Oh, it's...
Hold on, she didn't tag you in yet.
I know.
Corey, you got to make the call.
I will tag Jenna because she's been doing a great job. I was really hoping for, like, history or some category like that.
Yeah, you got those kids in school. You got that history down now.
Uh-huh.
All right, Jenna.
Jenna's been tagged in.
It's all on you.
Gosh, I really feel... Oh, I'm so bad at these sci-fi movies. I feel like it's like an Iron... is it Avengers or Iron Man?
It doesn't matter. You're not playing it.
Yeah, Kelly, you're not tagged.
It doesn't matter.
I can't think of the name of it.
Highest grossing box office film in the world of all time.
Avatar. Did Avatar do it?
Is that your final
answer? Like, okay, so I'm thinking it's definitely one of these action movies with like CGI. So it's going to be Iron Man. Is Avatar the highest?
You have to choose one.
Come on, Jenna.
5 seconds.
Come on, Jenna.
4, 5.
3.
Okay. Oh,
two,
gosh.
2, 1.
Okay, I guess I'll just go. I don't know, CD. No, I'm.
Answer.
Got to answer.
Now.
Avatar.
Making $2.8 billion. It is Avatar!
Yeah!
That is awesome.
I'm really thinking, like, is it Avengers or Iron Man or something?
Corey, you won $1,000.
$1,000, girl.
I was thinking it was Titanic.
Yeah, that's what I wrote, Titanic.
Is that what you were pointing at the paper?
No.
Blue water.
Seriously, I see Kelly point at something blue, and I'm like, I have no idea.
Well, that could have worked for Avatar, too.
Blue water.
Oh.
There you go.
That doesn't matter what we thought. We know that Corey Boudreau won $1,000. Thanks to Jenna.
Yay. That was oh gosh, guys.
That was
my
movies.
Kids are going to want all the money since they're the ones who told me to sign up.
Oh, are they excited? What are you going to do with $1,000?
Well, they've already been making plans.
Oh, I bet.
What do they want?
Like what?
Toy store.
PlayStation.
So they want Xboxes and things. I need a camera lens.
There you go.
All right.
Yeah,
an entertainment family. There you go.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Corey.
Congratulations.
Corey.
Thank you so much.
Let your children know that we found a study that says kids love cardboard boxes as much as toys. So
these kids are too smart for
that.
Can
he tell you hi?
Yes.
Yeah, tell
him. Hold on.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, what's up?
Going on?
Who is this? What's your name?
Aaron? I'm one of my mom's oldest.
You are.
Oh, and you wanted your mom to sign up to play this game, huh?
Yeah, she owes me $1,000.
She owes you the whole thing? The whole thing?
You go, boy.
Smart man.
Yeah. Maybe just like negotiate for part of it. You might have a better shot.
How about $700?
$700?
Hey, what do you need? How old are you and what do you need that costs $700?
11.
What do you need?
The Xbox, controllers, and games.
That's not $700,
it adds
is
up.
It?
First one.
Yeah.
See? All right.
That one's best.
Well, good luck with the haggle.
Watch the NFL and all that.
Yeah, good luck getting that out of mom.
You go get on Amazon.com and pick out a whole bunch of stuff. All right, brother?
Hey, I don't know if it's Casey or JC, but you're pretty cool.
Oh, thank you. You call me Casey if you want to do it. It's cool.
It's really JC.
It's JC.
I think you're pretty cool, too. When you buy that Xbox, call me. We'll play.
Yeah.
All right, buddy.
Yeah.
Hold on for us.
You got 11-year-old Bessie.
I'll take it.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
I'm really in the mood for some love advice, Kelly.
Oh, you need it.
But so is Mikey.
All right, Mikey.
Mikey's younger than me. Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am. I'm going to take notes in case I miss something important, Mikey.
Oh, wow.
This is big. This one's exciting. I'm a freshman in high school, so this is my first time asking a girl to homecoming.
Aww.
And I'm a nervous wreck. I've got a huge crush on a sophomore girl, and I think that she likes me back.
Okay.
I've never been allowed to date before, so I really don't know how this works. I know you're supposed to do this big over-the-top prom date proposal type of thing, but I'm just scared she's going to laugh at me. I need a surefire way to get her to say yes. I've saved up $200 for the proposal itself.
No.
I need the best idea you can come up with to get her to say yes. I'll do almost anything.
Wow.
Yeah, because see, now you're putting me on the spot. Here's the thing. I think you kind of have to sort of kind of know that she'll say yes.
Right.
Right? That's a...
Yeah.
See, I never had the luxury of this because I went to an all-girls school, but I know at the co-ed schools it was so cool because people would do over-the-top, but I don't think you have to do over-the-top necessarily.
It's become a competition, Jenna.
It has.
Yeah, it's really cool because it makes the girls feel super special. Now, you don't need to find out if she's going to say yes automatically.
It helps to know ahead of time.
It does. You definitely need to find out if she's interested in another boy.
You need to kind of maybe... in a roundabout way, find out if your chances are pretty good, she's going to say yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It depends on what she likes, too. Yeah, but he said in here, he did say, so she's a year older than him, but he thinks she likes him back. He's just never been allowed to date before.
There you go.
My approach, well, if I were a guy and the way I am with stuff, what would always get me, even if it was a guy that I wasn't totally sold on necessarily, if he did something with animals. Like if he brought had an animal, like something like puppies, or got the zoo to bring an animal or something cool like
that's
that.
That's really going, but $200? You can get the zoo to come for $200?
Yeah. No, yeah, I don't think so.
But sure, puppies, or I mean, some guy proposed to a girl in New York City with like 50 pugs and he just got them to come for free. People that own pugs. It was the coolest thing ever.
Hmm. Man, that's a lot. That's why I'm looking at you guys.
I'm
I don't know.
On that one.
Well, it depends on what she likes. That's why I'm saying I love animals and girls love, you know what I mean? If you here's got someone thing. To bring a puppy like that.
What's his name? Mikey?
Mikey.
Mikey, if you are able, okay, how about this? I'll save your $200. We'll put her on the spot.
We do it.
We'll ask her for you. You get on the phone with her, we'll call her, and we'll ask her for you.
We'll do it, yeah.
She probably won't say no on the radio, right? That'll probably pressure her into saying yes. And then you can use the $200 for the date.
There you go. Yeah. That's a good idea.
Yeah, and to buy dinner or whatever you do in ninth. Do you do that in ninth grade?
I think so. I mean, it is expensive for prom. That's the thing is I wouldn't spend the money on the, I don't know.
Asking.
I even hate now if a guy takes me to the best place in town. It's like, save it.
Yeah.
But I like it. Take me to the nicest place in town.
Just, like, blow
don't feel
out
bad.
No.
Yeah, but Mikey, call us, email us, whatever, and we'll do
and
it
this
for
is not
you.
For everybody. This is for Mikey.
Because he wrote.
Who wrote us in.
Oh, I guess we have his emails. We can email him back.
We'll hit him back.
There you go.
Okay.
So that's how we'll help you with your
we'll figure
proposal.
It out. But basically, yeah, go for it, man. What you got to lose?
Yeah.
Worst thing she can say is no.
We'll do it for you. You can save your $200. That way if she says no, you're not out $200.
Perfect.
There you go.
Love letters to Kelly.
Oh, dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I've always told my daughter she could date when she turned 16.
Now, here we go.
Well, she's 16 now.
Uh-huh.
And sure enough, she's boy crazy. Every night she's been up texting or FaceTiming with her boyfriend. Since she started seeing this guy, she's not focused on school, her activities, or her friends. And her attitude has actually changed for the worse.
Yeah, well, surprise.
We have fought all night long over this guy, and I'm fed up. But I know how I was when I was her age. The more I say no, the more she's going to want to rebel. So now what? What's the right way to handle a boy-crazy teenager who's convinced her mom is out to ruin her dating life when really all I want is for her to keep a decent balance?
Yeah, I mean, Melinda. I guess you just have to, it's the whole restrictions thing. If her grades slip, that's a tangible thing that your
Take
grades are suffering.
Yeah.
So if your grades are suffering, you lose your cell phone or whatever it is. And make it not about the boy. Make it about, you know, her grades. Make it about her attitude and stuff. So keep the boy as much as you can out of it because you're right. The more you criticize the boy, the more she's going to cling to him because you don't understand.
We're in love.
So punish her for everything else but the boy.
There you go.
And maybe that'll help. But yeah, I mean, just the tangible grades. Your grades slip. You don't get to do this. Lose your favorite TV show. Maybe she's really passionate about. Lose your phone for the weekend.
Oh, shit. I mean, driving privileges.
I took away Emma Kelly's iPad for the week.
Yeah.
You don't understand.
That's
a big deal. And a lot of people are mad my daughter has an iPad. I didn't give it to her. Auntie Crazy gave it to her. And she has been on it a lot lately. And she disrespected me. And I said, that's it. One warning. And it ended up being like 3 or 4 warnings because I'm a wuss.
Yeah.
But I finally ended up taking away the iPad for a week. And
they learned.
And she has been better this week.
Good.
Because she doesn't get it back till Sunday.
That's the easiest
way. So, I mean, that's the thing is restrictions and taking away things they love. But if you try taking away her boyfriend,
Bad.
That's going to backfire on you.
Yeah.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
Mm-hmm.
I love my wife, and I love the fact that she is a smart shopper.
Oh, good.
I work hard to support the family, so I'm thrilled she saves money any way she can. We don't get to spend much time together. We do everything we can each with each other on Saturday. The one thing I can't do with her is grocery shopping. It's humiliating.
Whoa.
She's an extreme couponer.
No. Yeah.
She spends hours shopping and about another hour at the checkout stand. She says my refusal to go to the grocery store with her is not supportive. But honestly, I'm trying to save my sanity and our relationship. If I do go, we just end up fighting. I've told her I appreciate it, but I can't stand it, and she can't understand that. Can you help me think of a better way to explain my feelings?
You've explained them.
Chase.
You've explained them, and your wife is not respecting your desire not to go. So now it's just a standoff issue.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, you stand your ground and don't go.
Because couponers, it takes...
Couponers are annoying.
They are.
Because I end up behind them.
Right.
In line.
But they take need like to an set extra five.
And some grocery stores have started putting down rules where they don't let you do all those crazy... Because it's annoying. It ties up the line. You have to move to a separate counter, and it is embarrassing.
I mean, hey, good for you. I wish I had more of that within myself to take the time to cut corners and save money like that.
But some people that are so extreme, they're just hoarding. But,
yeah.
You're hoarding stuff you're not using. Donate if you're doing it for a good cause. Like, I know some people do it and they donate it to food pantries. But if you're just hoarding Kool-Aid, there's no way it's going to expire before you get to all of it. It's ridiculous.
Especially the purple
Stand
flavor.
Your ground on that. She is annoying.
That's
I've got your back.
Time
and
either.
It's not quality time.
No.
It's not. And if it leads to fights, you just say, you know what? I love you. I'll help you pull it all out of the car when you get home. But I'll unload. That'll be your compromise. You buy it all. Yeah. I will unload it all for you when you get home. There's a wonderful compromise, right?
Because
that's a pain.
It was great.
That's
a
pain. But I got your back. I mean, if you explain to somebody how you feel about something and you flat out tell them, that's communication. And they don't respect you.
Uh-huh.
And you got a bigger issue there. The lack of respect.
Thank you, Kelly.
Agree.
If you want to write a love letter to Kelly, go to kidnation.com. We have a love letters tab right there. You write us. We read it on air. Kelly answers.
Boom.
Fixes your life like that.
I try.
Uh-huh.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
I can hear
me.
And not only that, we have one of the new iPhone 6s. And we could give it to you if you can unlock it. Those pesky security codes, they're hard to figure out, right?
No.
Right.
Well, we're giving out clues to the 4-digit passcode every day this week. Well, Monday through Thursday, it's only 4 digits. So you can unlock our iPhone 6. Now, Monday's clue was the first number in the code. Yesterday's clue was the second number. So today, third clue.
Gotcha.
And then tomorrow we'll have the fourth. Friday, you just, you know, kind of rest a little bit. But go to kidnation.com and enter the passcode. Mm-hmm. On Monday, we're going to draw from those who get it right. And we'll give away that iPhone 6.
Lucky.
Nice.
All right. So we're going to be giving away clues on our social media site. So make sure you get your friends together. Y'all check, you know, the Kid Nation Twitter, the Kid Nation Facebook page.
What's the clue for today?
Good. All right. So you have enough clues by tomorrow morning to correctly guess all four numbers. So today's clue is...
Uh-huh.
The number of radio stations we're on in Alaska.
Hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Cool. Right?
Number of radio stations we're on in Alaska.
In case that's too difficult to figure out, here's another clue.
I'm
going to give you a second clue.
Oh, thanks, Kelly.
This is the same number.
Okay.
Didn't even know we're on up there. Huh.
The third number in the passcode is the number of times that I, Kelly Raspberry, have personally been arrested.
Oh.
So if you know that number, that's the third number in the passcode.
I know that.
Good you've call. Got numbers. If you've been keeping up, you've got number 1, 2, and 3. We'll give you clue number 4 tomorrow.
Thank you, Kelly.
Right. I don't know why I'm whispering.
I don't know what you're whispering either. And now back to more interesting matters at hand. Shannon Murphy revealed yesterday that she found some wood and said, hey, my friend Big Al Mac has a new pizza oven that runs on wood.
It does.
So I'm going to chop this thing down wearing my flannel shirt.
Just happen to have an axe in her car.
And she had her softball cleats on, so she got more traction on her feet so she could swing harder.
Okay.
She chopped that thing down, cut it all up for you, Al, put it in her car and said, Al, I have wood for you. And then the following day, you decided to leave and not grab that wood and put it in the back of your truck.
She was in a meeting.
How dare you, sir?
She was in a meeting.
So Shannon had to keep that wood in her car for an extra day, Shannon? Is that right?
Yes.
Woo!
Just long enough to get a bug infestation going in my car.
After those 24 hours, her car turned into an anthill. A red fire anthill.
It was almost like an ant sanctuary.
You know what? I object.
They're still there.
Shannon was bitten up in places you should not be bitten up by an ant.
That's one from this morning. I took a picture of my car when I got in. I saw it's big enough that I saw it in pitch black.
Before we go any further,
okay,
I have enlisted the assistance of my attorney, Kirk Willis.
That's not your attorney. That's your best friend.
And my attorney. He is on the phone right now.
Why do you need an attorney?
Because there are some facts. This story's got holes all in it. Kirk, could you hear while you were on hold? This is ridiculous. So frivolous.
Hold on. The only holes are in Shannon's skin.
There are holes in the story as well.
Thank
How's everybody
you.
Doing this morning?
Hey, Kirk.
Hi, Kirk. I mean, should we call you by
counselor?
Counselor?
Yes, attorney.
Your Honor, what do we call
attorney
you?
Attorney Willis.
Attorney Willis?
Yes.
What you talking
All
about,
right.
Willis?
So, Attorney
All
Willis, right. I need some help because I'm being railroaded. I'm being bamboozled. I'm being led astray. Thank you, my brother. Uh-huh.
Yes, this is not right. Here, let
Thank
me tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
Shannon, when you took the duty on, you took the duty on to act as a reasonable, prudent person would mm-hmm. under the same or similar
yeah.
circumstances.
Yeah,
my client never asked you to load up wood in a negligent fashion in the back of your car. You did.
He
so
did ask for wood.
Should my attorney talk?
He did. He said, "If you come across wood, would you please give it to me for my insanely expensive, stupid pizza
Valid point,
oven.
Shannon.
Starting to falter. I feel it.
Oh, I feel that, Shannon.
I also
but
said
did
happen-
he ask you to do it in a negligent manner, Shannon?
Thank you.
Did
See?
He ask you to do it in such a way that mm-hmm. you would put yourself at peril by doing the act that he allegedly asked you to perform?
May I step in for Shannon?
Am I in court or am I in church?
Oh!
Counsel. Pre-counsel. Shannon... It's very well known that she has a very small car. So when Al asked her to put that wood and bring it to him, he knew where she had to put the wood.
I said, have a nice day, too. That doesn't mean she's going out having a nice day. No. I just said frivolously, well, you know, if you see a stick on the side of the road, maybe bring it or whatever.
So I did, because I love you.
See?
Who is to
say? All because of love.
Who is to say that those ants were not in your car already? Right, counselor?
That is a very good point, Al, but allow me to do my job here.
Oh.
Now, the first argument, Janet, is that you were negligent in your actions to get wood to the pizza oven. The second argument, and in the law, you can never be liable for the independent criminal acts of a third party. Those
criminal
are the third party, and they criminally bit you. That was an intentional bite on your knee.
Wow.
So the ants are criminals?
Cannot be civilly liable for the independent criminal acts of a third party.
There you go.
There you go.
There
you go.
Case.
There you go.
Thank you.
How do you argue?
Well, here's the
he threw in all kind of legal words.
Thank you, Kirk.
Can I countersue her?
No, you can't.
Can he countersue for emotional distress and
you can sue for anything, right?
Smearing his reputation or something?
You can sue for anything, but. But we're gonna show good faith here.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Representing Al Mack, I'm gonna say, listen, maybe we do have a cause of action, but we're showing good faith. We're not gonna sue for that.
All right.
We're gonna say
all right.
Thank you, Shannon. We appreciate all your efforts. Next time, you just do it in a more reasonable, prudent fashion if you're gonna do it.
Thank you.
Next time.
Thank you.
Well said, Kirk.
Yeah, Kirk will be billing out for this.
We'll talk to Kirk later.
That's Kirk Willis from the Willis Law Group right there.
It's fair to say. Yeah, nice plug. It's fair to say that we have a hung jury on this, I think.
All right.
But we have another matter on our hands, actually.
Thank you, Kirk.
Thank you.
Bye, Kirk.
Later.
All right.
Shannon.
He's good.
He's good, isn't he?
That was good. But
Don't worry, Shannon. Al will be punished.
Yeah, because there is tangible evidence that Al did break a show rule yesterday. And we have a clip of that.
Is it me?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Get back on track.
Trucks. What up? It's Big Al. As you make your...
We got a rule. Violation.
States here on the show rules. Big Al Mack must make sure he clears his throat before reading. He did not do that.
This was during Liner's session yesterday.
So I need to call my rule attorney.
There is a punishment.
Kirk is just my rule attorney.
Stop
but each of the ladies gets a minute massage. But since this is a radio show and we were not in the courtroom... We still are going to punish you for what happened to Shannon.
What?
Yep. You're still getting punished, Al. Because...
Oh, this one's not going to go well.
It's not
going
to go well.
This is not going well.
Let's say hello to Tim.
Tim. Where's Tim?
Tim's right here.
Oh.
He is the insect keeper at the Dallas
no.
Zoo.
Oh!
Bug man!
No!
There are...
Yeah, Al.
Tarantula.
Al, get over your by your seat.
Al,
the thing is
Al.
In a cage.
It's a tarantula.
It is. You need to calm down.
Since Shannon has to drive around,
his reaction's gonna go viral. Look at him right now.
Since Shannon had to drive around with a bunch of bugs crawling all over her, right, Shannon, for the last 3 days?
Yes.
Yeah, it is not fair. So we figure. You
this
should suffer
the same.
It's
kind of like an eye for an eye or a spider for a spider.
So, Al, you will need to wear gloves.
Why? Al. Because they're poisonous?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Tim, right?
Can be irritating.
The what?
The hairs on their body can be
hairy
irritating.
Tarantulas. Yeah.
The spider's name is Bitey.
Bitey? His name is Bitey?
Bitey?
No.
No.
I'd say your three-year-old must
actually,
have named
maybe
it.
We'll name it Big Al.
Do the spiders actually have names?
We don't normally name our spiders unless somebody's given it to us, and then sometimes we'll name it after them if they want.
Will you tell us about the demeanor of that particular tarantula?
I don't even look at that thing, man.
I brought two just in case.
These why?
Are Texas.
Well, buy one tarantula, get one free day at the zoo or something.
You know, just in case
one of
doesn't
what?
Behave as well.
Oh yeah, one that might get aggressive. Yeah,
bad behavior spider.
We figured we'd try to use the one that's calmer.
Say don't.
Yeah, which one's calmer right now?
Well, I have to open.
Don't you open that thing,
Al?
Put the gloves on.
Al, I think the best way to approach this, since
these
you have
you.
To do it, is to stay calm.
Shannon, if Al does this,
don't kill the spider.
Okay, well, close it back up. Let me
if
ask you a
you
question.
You kill
fine,
the
they
spider,
don't jump.
You're going to get in so much trouble.
You can go to prison for that, Al, because these are zoo spiders.
Yeah.
Look at that web.
No, wait.
That's the thickest web I've ever seen. It's like a sweater.
Slow down.
Are those actual... Phew. Are those actual webs that the tarantulas create, or is that just for effect?
I want to come
no,
over.
No, that is webbing they create. They don't build webs to catch food.
They don't?
They do build webs to protect themselves in their burrows.
How interesting.
Very.
What do tarantulas eat? Do they like dark meat?
pretty much anything that they can catch.
Okay.
Mostly insects and other spiders and things, but they will eat each other sometimes.
Ooh, small cannibals.
Lizards and mice.
Al, your hands look like another spider.
They can eat a mouse?
If they could catch it. It'd be more likely it'd be a baby mouse.
Al, put your gloves on, Al.
Are they poisonous?
They have venom. Venom's injected. Poisons is
does it kill you or just itch and irritate real bad?
It would be like a bee sting if it did, but these guys are usually pretty calm.
Would it just maybe like paralyze Al for like an hour?
It probably would just make
put the gloves on, Al.
Put the gloves on, Al.
It hurt a little bit.
It would hurt. So the worst that's going
to
happen is you're going
to
get hurt.
Come on. The worst is, it's just going to hurt for a second.
Do they have anything in common with the arachnophobia movie? Spiders?
That was, I think, a bird-eating tarantula they used there.
Now, they can sense fear, so the calmer Al is, probably the happier the tarantula is, I'm guessing.
Yeah, and these guys are actually pretty calm.
You guys are ridiculous.
Shh. You both boys. Jesse, I'm sitting right next to it, and I'm not freaking out.
I'm about to handle one because I want to.
Hold on. All right, Al.
You got it?
Al, if you hurt that tarantula,
do not.
It's not going to crawl further than my hand.
No, I'll help.
Scurry up,
I'll keep it from crawling up. Just if we could hold it over the table.
If they fall, they're kind of
any farther than here.
They're kind
I'm
of like
shaking.
A water balloon.
It's moving.
Please don't drop it, Al.
All right. Do not drop it, Al.
I'm not scared of it.
You're going
to
have to.
Do not drop it, Al.
Why don't you turn your hand over in your palm so it can be in your palm, Al.
Oh, my gosh. I've never seen a grown man act this way.
All right.
This is ridiculous.
Go ahead.
I would dump you if we were dating. Turn your hand over.
Put your hand
flat. I've never.
Al, it's not even on you.
Spider,
it's not even on you.
The spider is crawling.
Now it's
hand.
On you.
It's crawling on Al's hand now.
Al, it hasn't even gotten on your hand. I've never seen this.
Let the spider get on you first.
It's like not even interested now. Al, turn your hand over flat. He can't hear us.
Put your hand flat, Al. There you go.
Okay, now you've got the tarantula full on you. Look at it.
Make eye contact with the spider.
Al, gaze into its eyes.
Use your words.
What do you feel right now, Al?
Okay. That's
I've
good.
Never seen Al.
Thank you.
Al might need a diaper
Thank
change.
You. Thank you. That was awesome. Thank you.
Give it a kiss.
His eyes are watering.
I'm good.
Give it a kiss, Al.
I'll take it.
Al, this is a good way to conquer your fears. Oh, now it's going up your. Oh, it's going on Jenna's hand now.
All right. That's it.
Al, you're fine. You're done. I got it.
Good job.
Good job. You call that a good job?
That was horrible.
He conquered his fear.
Sad. He didn't conquer it. Put it back on him and see if he conquered it.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
no.
Can you put it on his shoulder or something?
Oh, Jenna. No. No,
do not
no,
swat the spider out.
It's not going to jump.
No,
do tarantulas jump?
Get that away
this kind is not.
This is not a jumping tarantula.
They will sometimes run when they're scared.
He's reaching out.
Run.
He wants a hug.
Oh, look, Al, he's coming over.
He's reaching out.
I do not want to hug you.
Al, if you scare it, it's going to run.
No!
You're scaring it. You're breaking our set.
Breaking down. I'm sorry. I feel bad. I feel like I stressed the animal out.
I know. Al made the tarantula upset.
How you feeling, Al?
Oh, God.
You should be embarrassed.
I'm embarrassed.
How you feeling, dude?
I need a nap.
You need a nap.
You need a pants.
What happened to your glasses? They got all fogged up.
My toes are, I can't even tell you how crunched up my toes are. I don't even know.
Al went into full on rigor mortis. Al's toes went into rigor mortis.
Ow.
Thank you, Tim.
That
You're
made
welcome.
Me cry.
The insect keeper at the television.
I'm sorry you had to see that. I'm sorry.
We brought a second one.
No, hell no.
Al, stay here. We're going to do the second one.
No.
Two spiders at once.
Since you did such a good job, we'll send this one home with
them. Boy, you have a low bar for what's a good job. He doesn't set the bar real high.
Some people won't touch them at all. So.
Oh, so Al, at least you did that.
Yeah.
Shannon, are we even?
I guess.
Right, there
you drive a hard bargain.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
You okay, Al?
No. Hell
well,
no.
If you're not scared of tarantulas, go see him at the Dallas Zoo, right? You're at the Dallas Zoo.
Oh, he's got one on display.
Here,
thank you, Tim.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.